Now I want to talk to you about a few things that are different about Pascha, because I didn't do it at the Paschal Vespers. So there's a few things that are different. I'm going to ask the children, why are the doors open? Go ahead. Okay, I guess you could, yeah, the stone is rolled away and you can't roll the stone back. Yeah? Yeah? But what's another reason why the doors are open?
Because the grace of God is open to us.
The grace of God is open to us. Flooded open. So we literally see with our eyes how the grace of God is available to all freely. That's why the doors are open. When do the doors close? On Vespers, yeah, the Saturday before Thomas. At a specific time, it says when the doors were closed in the Stikira and we're supposed to close the doors. Now, how do you feel about the doors being closed? I don't feel very good about it. I think it's a very difficult time. Because the doors are open because we can have the grace of God freely. But it's offered to us freely, but we can't take it freely because of our sins. So closing the doors reminds us, not that God is closed off to us. He's still open to us. We are closed off to Him many times with our sins. So every time I close those doors, I feel pain. But it's a necessary pain because we must learn to open ourselves to God more. And that's the reminder. The doors are open, but we can't keep them open because we can't bear that much grace because of our sins. Okay? Another question. What prayer do we not say during the Pascha season? What very important prayer do we not say during the Pascha season? Somebody other than Anna must answer. Go ahead. Well, we don't say that one. You're right. We don't say that one. But there's another one. Come on, somebody answer. The prayer that we say at the beginning of prayers. When you say your prayers, you start your prayers. You start with, O Heavenly King. Why don't we say, O Heavenly King? It's a really good prayer. We say it all the time, other than Pascha time. Why would we not say, O Heavenly King? Okay. Well, no, that's not actually true. That's not actually true. It's a good try. Okay, go ahead, little girl.
Because we are awake for Pentecost, because we're sort of replaying the historical...
That's right, exactly. Exactly.
Just like apostles were waiting for Pentecost.
Exactly. We're waiting for Pentecost, like the apostles. Waiting for the coming of the heavenly King. And he came, of course, on Pentecost. So the first day that we say that prayer will be Pentecost Vigil, Saturday evening. So you don't say, O Heavenly King. So what do? How do you start your prayers? Go ahead.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. You say it three times, or better yet, sing it three times. Sing it loud three times. Unless you're up really early in the morning and nobody else is awake, then you could get in trouble.
Then you want to sing it really loud.
Then you want to sing it really loud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I could sing Christ is Risen and then I could be fallen really, really quick. So I don't want to do that. So let's see some other things about Pascha. We read all of the resurrectional gospels, the matinal gospels, during the Pascha season. There's 11 of them, but there's not 11 weeks in Pascha. Normally we read the resurrectional gospels at what service on what day? Come on now. Come on. No. Saturday Vigil, Matins for Sunday, right? Matins for Sunday. We read the resurrectional Gospels. There's nothing resurrectional on Holy Thursday, remember. That's about his death. We read one at each Matins, 1 through 11, and then we cycle back. There's one from St. Matthew, 2 from Mark, 4 from Luke, and the rest are from John. I believe. That's a good question. That's a very good question that I don't have the answer to. And also, the first part of the Matthew's talking about the resurrection, we don't include that in the Matinal Gospels. I don't know why. That's the one where the soldiers were given money and everything. That's not included. I'm not sure why. But there are 11 of the resurrectional Gospels. And since there's not enough weeks, we read a couple of them during other times. Like, for instance, Tuesday we read the one about the road to Emmaus. Thomas Sunday counts as another one, but the gospel be on the matins of Thomas Sunday is a different gospel. So you just keep reading at different spots, and there's another time when we read another one of the gospels during the weekday in order to be able to read all 11 during the Paschal season. Why would we want to do that? It's kind of obvious, isn't it? Paschal season is about the resurrection. These resurrectional gospels are about the resurrection. We want to put as much in about the resurrection as possible in this season. So we want to read them all. And that's why we want to do it. What prayers should you have been saying this week in lieu of your morning and evening prayers and the Psalter? The Paschal Hours, right? Okay, come on, let's be honest. How many have done it? Okay, pretty good, pretty good. The Paschal Hours are short and sweet, and they should be sung, if possible. If you can't sing them, that's okay. But it's better to sing them if possible. Sing your heart out with them. Of course, they have Christ is risen in it. They have having beheld the resurrection. They have the Ipecoa. They have the Kantakion. And that's about it. Just a little bit more and you're done. They take, I don't know, 7 minutes to do maybe. And you can still sing them tomorrow. And you can still sing them Saturday, I guess. And then Saturday evening is when we close the doors. We will no longer say the Paschal Hours. And Sophie was right. We don't say the prayer of St. Ephrem right now either. But I say the prayer of St. Ephrem outside of the Paschal season every day, because I consider it to be such a wonderful prayer. I try to say the midnight office in the morning and say that, and that prayer can be said in the midnight office. So I usually do that. So there's a few things about Pascha and how the season is different. By the way, what day is it today?
Thursday.
No, it isn't.
Sunday.
It's Pascha. It's one day. Exactly. This is one day liturgically until Saturday evening. One day, Pascha.
It's Sunday.
It is Sunday.
Father, so why does the church prescribe then all the services, all the hourly services and things for the days of Bridegroom?
All the early services.
And all the liturgical services that are served to mark each day.
Well, I mean, the services are all very similar to Pascha, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to get all the eight tones in. Because the eight tones are about the resurrection, right? Because they're the tones that we use for the Sunday services and also the week. Because all of the week is structured around the resurrection. So we want to say as many of them as possible. What tone are we on right now? Is it five? Is that correct?
Yes.
Right? We're on five. We've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I guess we do 6 tomorrow. Is that right? 7. Isn't Pentecost, am I right or wrong, that Pentecost is in the 8th tone? Not Pentecost. Pentecost is, but we don't do the 7th tone. Yeah, okay, so we skip the 7th tone. So we do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 during this week. And I think it's just in order to just have everything about the resurrection. And to be honest with you, if you did the exact same service every single day, people get bored. So there's a little bit of difference to the service. But liturgically, it's considered one day. We didn't fast on Pascha. We don't fast on Wednesday and Friday. You are ordered on Friday to eat meat or cheese or sausage. It's a rule. You got to do it. Because it's not a fast day. And not fasting on days that we normally fast is as important as fasting. Because we have to feast. We have to have a sense of the kingdom. We should thank God that we're eating a meat or a cheese or something like that on a Wednesday or a Friday, because it should remind us of God. Of course, if a person never fasts, then it really doesn't really have that reminder. But if you do fast, then on those days that you do not fast, it's quite a treat. Not just that it tastes good, but it's a reminder of the kingdom. There will be no fasting in the kingdom.
There won't be any steaks?
Well, all right. You know, you're right. There won't be any steaks there either. I'm not even sure if there'll be eating in the kingdom, but I'll tell you what. There will be joy in the kingdom. So, Christ is risen.